Welcome to the October 19th installment of The Docket Passer, your online source for observations about Cardinal football, the U of L, and Louisville law. I'm Jim Chen, your Docket Passer. I've been away from this feature for about a month, but the Cardinals' stirring victory over Big East rival Cincinnati is as good an occasion as any other for getting back into the swing of things. Even at 4-3, our Cardinals remain in the hunt for the conference title. Every game down the stretch, a winning season and a bowl invitation hang in the balance. As a fan of the Cardinals, I wish we didn't have three losses. But a little adversity reminds us of a time, not too long ago, when our upstart football program tried to grab the attention of the college football establishment. Football at the U of L still follows the credo that helped restore gridiron glory to the Cardinal Nation. The Cardinals, it was said, would play anyone, anywhere, anytime. That attitude catapulted Louisville to an epic victory on September 26, 2002, over then number 4, Florida State. And so it remains true today. Our football team fears no foe. It knows no boundary. It works ceaselessly to improve. So does our law school. Like the 2002 Louisville Cardinals, and perhaps even the 2007 version of our football team, the University of Louisville School of Law stands on the verge of signature victories that promise to open the door to even greater future success. In the 9 months between my arrival in Louisville and the law school's impending celebration of homecoming weekend, I've learned that engagement of our graduates and outside constituents, coupled with their generosity, holds the key to our future. With the support of our friends, we can do anything. In pursuit of that support, I've adopted my own credo. In alumni relations and university development, as in collegiate athletics, I will engage anyone, anywhere, anytime, from the Parakeet Springs Conference Center in Bullitt County to the Oldham County Historical Society, from Rocco's Ristorante in Cerrito, West Virginia, to Starbucks headquarters in Seattle and the food court at Denver International Airport. I will refuse no invitation that might build a bridge, rekindle a connection, or forge a lifelong bond between the University of Louisville School of Law and one of its graduates. Beneath it all, I do have a method in mind. Informed by population ecology, I've come to believe that development and alumni relations, at least at this point in the history of the law school, must follow a so-called R strategy rather than a K strategy. If you look for me between sessions at the University of Louisville's first annual conference on law, ethics, and the life sciences from Friday, October 26th through Saturday, October 27th, I'll happily explain. Suffice to say, for the moment, that our strategy is a fancy term for a sentiment that Cardinal Athletics has expressed in terms that are as powerful as they are meaningful. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. For this weekend, though, I'm planning to lay R and K aside for 3 or 4 hours. Like the rest of the Cardinal Nation, the strategy that most interests me is a different letter. Defense.